This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There you go, my friends. Another hour of What's on Your Mind underway. Glad to have you back. Hour number one, we tackled measure three, Marcy's Law on the victim's rights. I'm listening to these. I've been assembling a lot of information and, kind of going, I've really been measure three pretty much solid. I will say that some folks said, I want you to listen to this, that, and the other thing. So I listened to this, that, and the other thing, and I said, no, I'm still where I was. But, I hear you. Measure four, I've really been against the tax hike all along. I think if we need to take care of vets, there's plenty of ways to take care of vets. You don't do it with higher taxes. I also don't get the idea of let's raise taxes on cigarettes from 44 cents to 220 because we hate smoking and we want it to go away, but we're going to do all these good things with the money. Well, wait a minute. I thought of raising taxes got people to stop smoking was the idea. Then you won't have any money to do all that good stuff. So it seemed like just in addition to a bad idea to raise taxes 400%. So I'm thumbs down on measure four. I'm thumbs up on measure three. And I can honestly tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do on measure five. But I will tell you at the end of this conversation, because we have two experts that are going to talk about that next. And then we'll wrap up the back half of the hour with Don Scheibele on measure two. And also measure one, Al Carlson's going to be here, North Dakota's House Majority Leader. So we're giving you the cliff notes on all the measures, just like we said we would. And I couldn't find one person that supported measure four. I couldn't find him anywhere. I was trying to give Mike Rood a tough question, and nobody really is. A lot of you, my goodness. But measure five questions are welcome right now for our guests, 800-228-0550. We'll start with Ray Morgan. He's the chairman of North Dakotans for Compassionate Care. He'll explain why this is necessary in North Dakota. If you have questions for him, call now at 800-228-0550. Then we'll talk with Dr. Joan Connell. She's the president of the 6th District of North Dakota Medical Association, past president of the North Dakota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And she is advocating a no vote. So we'll hear from both of them this half hour on What's on Your Mind. What's new in the Trump campaign? We're going to find out after the show today. So tune us in on Facebook Live, the After the Show edition, coming up at 10 past the hour, next hour. We'll talk with one of the, well, I'm not going to tell you who. I'll just tell you, high up in the Trump campaign apparatus. So we'll have an update on that for you today. Things are relatively quiet, although I don't like to say that, because there have been occasions throughout these, what do we have now? Protest day number 83, where we've had quiet intended while plotting and planning for more lawlessness, more eco-terrorism, more terrorizing of neighbors, more burning of bridges, more creation of Molotov cocktails, and all the other strategizing. So who knows? I do know this. Our exclusive interview yesterday with Jack Dalrymple told us about all the news left to know on this, and that is Dakota Access Pipeline is within days of completing its trek up to the river. So that's very significant. And that means there's nothing left really to stop. The whole idea of what happened last week was to stop the construction from happening on the planned pipeline route, which is private property, and they've been debunked. A lot of coverage on that on our Facebook page. Check that out. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer on both the Trump campaign and the Dakota Access efforts as well. So we'll get more of that tomorrow on the program. All right. Without any further ado, help me welcome to the program Ray Morgan, chairman of the North Dakotans for Compassionate Care Group, a yes advocacy group on measure number five. Ray, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for your time today.
So tell me why measure five is needed.
Well, Scott, basically measure five is to provide safe medical cannabis products to qualified medical patients in the state of North Dakota. There are various ailments that North Dakota suffers from. We feel that medical cannabis could be a possible treatment for a possible treatment option for those patients.
And we're talking about defined group of patients, right? In other words, it can't be, hey, I got a backache or, you know, I got a sore foot, so give me some of that medical marijuana. We're talking about very defined and very, you know, very difficult medical situations, correct?
That's correct. You know, you're talking about Parkinson's disease, autoimmune disorders, Alzheimer's, dementia, HIV, cancer treatments, post-traumatic stress syndrome, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, you know, just a variety. There's about, I believe on our measure, there's about 12 different things that ailments, and also too, patients with other chronic issues can petition the state of North Dakota's health department to add to this list.
And here's my question, you know, I've said I'm honestly swaying back and forth on this issue and plan to decide based on the comments each side makes today on the program. You know, I hear about the group of people you just described in this list. I've seen them in the actual measure itself. And I say, well, gosh, who am I to say, you know, that they've maybe tried everything. It's not working. And at this point, if it's controlled, if it's monitored, maybe it's something we ought to give a try. How would you make sure this isn't abused, that only this cannabis, this medical marijuana, goes to people that are in these categories of extreme need, that have AIDS, hepatitis C, ALS, glaucoma, epilepsy, cancer, those folks? How do you know it only goes to them?
Well, Scott, you know, the measure covers, you know, 34 pages of rules and regulations, and covered in the measure is the cultivation, processing, packaging of medical cannabis, licensing of qualified patients, caregivers, and compassion centers. We also provide restrictions for those who choose to cultivate their own medical cannabis. You have to be 40 miles from a compassionate care center. Growing must take place in a locked and closed facility. The facility can't be within 1,000 feet of a school. Local law enforcement officials have to be notified, and the State Department of Health can inspect the facility with a 24-hour notice to the grower. So, you know, there's a lot of rules and regulations on this. We've had people that have complained that the rules aren't strict enough. We've had other people that have said this is far too restrictive. So, you know, I think we're right in the middle. We must be doing something right.
The Attorney General Wayne Stengem said that the use of marijuana would be authorized under this measure for medical purposes without the oversight of a doctor or any other medical professional. Is that accurate?
No, not at all.
All right. So a doctor or
a medical professional has
to sign off.
A doctor or physician must recommend that a patient receive medical cannabis.
Right. And by the way, is this when folks are in need of this for these ailments, you know, have they tried everything else? I've always heard sometimes about the, you know, there's, you don't have to go to marijuana. There's other things you can do in pill form. There's other ways you can go. Is that a cost issue that those are hard to access, or is it just nothing else works?
Well, you know, in a lot of cases, Scott, you know, when you look at prescriptions that people take for opioids or man-made drugs, you know, they might be allergic to them. The side effects might be just way too great. And, you know, it's a case of something, you know, doesn't work. I'll give you one example. I'll just do one example for you. I got a call from a retired pharmacist. He's a client of mine. And about 4 years ago, he sold his store. And he asked me if I was involved with the medical marijuana measure. And I said, yep, that's me. And he said, well, you know, I fully support medical marijuana. And I asked him why. And he said, I filled thousands of prescriptions in the course of my career. And he said, I know what the side effects of many of those drugs are, he said. A medical cannabis can't be as dangerous as some of those drugs. And that comes from an 82-year-old pharmacist.
Interesting. Okay. Three reasons why this needs to pass, why you want a yes vote Tuesday.
Three reasons? Well,
you probably have 30, but try the top three.
I just think our friends and neighbors need relief from suffering. There's sometimes there is other options, but they're not helping. You know, we've always said that medical marijuana is not a cure-all or an answer for every issue. You know, and this doesn't force doctors to recommend medical cannabis to North Dakota patients. It does provide patients and their families the opportunity to discuss, explore, and utilize medical cannabis as a viable treatment option. I don't see where that is a big issue for most people.
All right. Well, there is a very good summary on the pro side for measure number 5. We're going to talk with the other side after the break and allow folks to make a decision. And we're going to leave this information up on our websites for folks to use as a resource between now and Election Day deciding on the measures. Ray Morgan, chairman of the North Dakotans for Compassionate Care. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. You have a great day.
You as well. Dr. Joan Connell, when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anybody else really like Trey Gowdy? The guy, every time he speaks, he just, you know, it's like, I know I only got 2 minutes, so I'm going to say everything I need to say in those 2 minutes, and he does it unbelievable. Like his, we wouldn't have the situation we have right now today with Hillary Clinton and the FBI reopening an investigation, but for Trey Gowdy, so artfully, professionally, perfectly questioning James Comey. and getting those sound bites out there. And, of course, the Clinton camp is now trying to pile on James Comey, of course. It's all his fault. He's the bad guy. They're opening all that up. So here's what Trey Gowdy said about that this morning.
Well, to the best of my recollection, Director Comey did not tell her to set up her own private email server. He did not tell her to lie about almost every aspect of the email. He didn't tell Uma Abedin not to turn over all of her devices. And he didn't tell Anthony Weiner to sex with underage girl, so I don't know how Jim Comey is responsible for any of this.
That's a very good point. We don't often think about it. Somebody asked Hillary Clinton on one of the shows. Anyway, we're giving you little snippets of what's happening in the Trump campaign amidst the measures debate today on What's on Your Mind. 7 days, 1 week till election, so that's the big story. And today we have folks from all five of the measures, pro and con, talking about this issue, with exception of Measure 1. Not much debate there. Al Carlson will be here coming up in a little bit. So the back half of our Measure 5 discussion, and this is someone advocating for a no vote, is the president of the 6th District of the North Dakota Medical Association, past president of the North Dakota Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, Dr. Joan Connell. How are you, Joan?
I'm great. Thanks so much, Scott, for having me on your program.
And full disclosure, Joan's sister is a dear friend of mine, Linda Swahovic, who's a county auditor up in McKenzie County. So I'm going to try and be tough on you just because everybody's going to think I'm going to be so darn nice. You know what I'm saying? Because your sister is wonderful. So thanks
That's
for joining
fair.
Us.
Thank you. And she is. She's a great role model.
No, in all sincerity, I'm completely waiting to hear you so I can decide which way I'm going to vote on this, because I'm going back and forth on this, mostly out of a sense of compassion that these are, you know, individuals that would be helped here who have really tough conditions and who tell us they want relief for their suffering. Their other options are not working, and that we can know, according to our last guest, that you know, this isn't forced on anybody. This is just an opportunity to hear about it. What do you say about that, Joan?
Well, Scott, I'd love to hear that you are sensing the need to feel compassion for these patients and their families, because that is the big take-home message, I think, from all the advocacy from Measure 5, is there are a number of patients and their families who are struggling with treatments that are not effective for their conditions, and they're having intractable pain, intractable seizures, a PTSD that doesn't remit to medications or counseling. So there are a number of things that the world of medicine needs to deem as priorities. Now, I need to take it a step farther, though, because I have a lot of compassion for these patients, and that makes me need to protect these patients. And I thought, listening to Mr. Morgan, I was struck by a couple of things he said. First, he said safe medical cannabis, and then he was talking about wondering about side effects of standard medications and efficacy of medications. And it's as if we're arguing the same point, because the simple fact is a plant cannot be a medication. A plant, you know, if you imagine your grass and the amount of nitrogen content in your grass, from blade to blade, that varies. Now, the marijuana or the pot plant has dozens of chemicals in it. And to think that all of those chemicals would be in the same concentration with every pot plant, even in your own pot plant that you're going to grow 40 miles away from a compassion center, that's not the way biology works. So because of that very fact, you cannot determine a safe dosage because the plant is constantly evolving and changing.
And one thing I didn't get a chance to ask Ray was, my understanding is if you're in a certain proximity to a metropolitan area or medical center, that obviously you would get this dispensed, so then those safety questions could be answered. But I think you're talking about outside of that area when you can grow your own. Is that right?
No, I'm talking about in or out of the compassion center. This what will be dispensed is a plant product, and plants can't be standardized. Now, what medical research has done is they've taken some active chemicals out of the marijuana plant, such as THC and cannabidiol, and they've actually purified them, done research on them, THC-like products, dronabinol and Marinol, are already FDA-approved and available by prescription. So they're available for those patients who have horrible nausea and vomiting associated with chemotherapy or decreased appetite. And so that medicine is already here. Now, cannabidiol, which is really effective in the studies for seizures, is just finished its second out of three phase three clinical trials by the FDA, and that's the last hoop that needs to be jumped through before this drug will be able to be prescribed. So there's one little hoop that's left, and cannabidiol will be available for patients with intractable seizures.
Without what's suggested in Measure 5, I guess.
Right, exactly. So you don't have to take all of those chemicals, all of their side effects, all of the unknown about that. We can't determine a safe dosage from a pot plant. We can't determine drug interactions. We can't determine side effects because every pot plant is different.
Let me take a couple of calls, see if there's some questions here from a large group of folks that want to weigh in. Walter and Hope, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'll say I'm 100% against this thing. I talked to somebody from Colorado, and I heard the governor of Colorado, where it is legal as of about 4 or 5 years ago, he wished they had never okayed it out in Colorado. And it's tough, once they pass something like that, it's tough to rescind it. And like the lady was just talking, why can't they go get medical marijuana when it's approved out of a drugstore like your doctors prescribe anything else?
All right, Walter, appreciate the call. Sherry and Galesburg.
Your point is absolutely perfect, because this would be the first time we took a plant and we didn't purify the active ingredients out of that. We've done that for penicillin. We've done that for digitalis, which is a heart medicine. We've done that for vincristine, which is a chemotherapy medicine. This would be the first time that we don't purify those ingredients. And this is an addictive substance.
All right, let me squeeze in another caller. Sherry and Galesburg, go ahead for our guest.
Thank you for allowing time on your show today to discuss Measure 5. I've been living with MS for 15 years, and as a result, I'm actually on 9 medications. And my symptoms include pain, fatigue, spasticity, and digestive issues, just to name a few. And often my team of doctors have a hard time determining what my symptoms are from the diseases I suffer or the medications from the side effects from the medications I'm on. I am listening to the doctor, and yet she has concern about medical marijuana, but we have 25 states that have already approved medical marijuana, and we have 4 states that are looking at this as a measure today. So we already know that it's a safe option.
Sherry, I appreciate that. Hang on. We're going to let the doctor answer that question when we come back. More after this.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best.
Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Measure 2 debate coming up next. Don Scheible, senator from Mott, pheasant country. I can't even say Mott this time of the year without getting like kind of jumpy, like, you know, when I get in the car and head to Mott, kind of jumpy, you know. Dustin Goverlo, managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network as well. We're going to debate Measure 2 next, and then we'll talk with Al Carlson about Measure 1. Not much of a debate on that one, but we'll chat with the House Majority Leader. 1 and 2 are on because of the legislature, so... I want you to circle your calendar. Next week is Veterans Day. We got a great Veterans Day show planned for you. And the day before, we're going to do something neat with veterans. We're going to actually be up at the 2016 Veterans Employers Summit, Minot State University, on Thursday, November 10th. It'll be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The bottom line on this whole thing is we really want to get business owners, human resource personnel, recruiters, decision makers to come together and talk about how much veterans can contribute to your workplace, how much more productivity you're going to get, how much more, of a long-term dedicated employee. Yet some obviously have concerns and issues and either medical things or whatever. So it's sort of a best practices and really just talk about the best way to bring vets into your organization and hire them. So be great fun. Congressman Kevin Cramer is keynoting that, and we're going to do the show there and talk about the issue, and then the event goes from 10 until 3. So really a lot of wonderful things that are going to be happening there. And our special broadcast on there, brought to you by Weatherford, by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and by Frack Shack. All folks that are really excited about getting veterans into the workplace. So mark that on your calendar, and it's free, no charge. You do have to sign up at Eventbrite, though. Okay, Sherry and Galesburg, did you finish your comment for Dr. Joan Connell? I just want to make sure we give you a chance to get addressed, then we got to jump to Measure Number 2 debate next year.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up, are you still there, Scott?
Yep, sure.
Yeah, is people also bring up the issue of driving under marijuana, under the influence, and I just wanted to address that it's just like any other medication. If you look at the warning under it, you need to know how your body's going to react to it before you drive or operate any other machinery.
All right, a couple issues there. I got to stop you there just because we're short on time. But her response is mainly what I'm interested in is she's saying, hey, I have MS, and, I need it. So she's addressed a couple issues that you brought up earlier. Dr. Joan, if you want to just respond,
yeah,
That'd be great.
So, Sherry, I have great news for you. Sativex, which is a medication that combines cannabidiol and a little bit of THC, is actually also in phase 3 clinical trials by the FDA and is about to be approved for multiple sclerosis, spasticity, and that neuropathic pain that you suffer from. So you will be able to have a medication that's actually been researched. There's no guessing at the dose, the side effects, or the drug interactions. And I'm excited because I think that will help you. In respect to your comment about traffic fatalities, just so you know, there was a 100% increase in traffic fatalities in Colorado after the medical marijuana law was passed. before.
No, that's due to the legalization.
No, it was before the recreational law was passed. 100% increase.
Sherry,
I used to work at the Alcohol Research Center, so I understand. I understand the biology of what happens when you are under the influence and trying to drive.
Sherry, I appreciate the call, and certainly you have unending empathy for your situation, and I'm hopeful that suggestion that Dr. Connell's giving you will work. We have more questions and more emails and texts than we have time for. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find some time on Monday to ask representatives of both sides of this to join us for a short time. Rev, maybe we'll do like literally, 5 minutes each, get a couple of questions and sort of just a final tell me why, because I feel bad that we didn't get to everybody today. And we'll get a few of these questions to Dr. Connell and also to Ray Morgan and get you the answers. And then I'll tell you how I'm going to vote on Monday. How about that? Because I need more information. And real quickly, top three reasons folks should oppose Measure 5, Dr. Joan?
Reason number one, patients deserve more. They deserve a medication that has a known dosage, that has been studied and proven effective, and you can determine side effects. A marijuana plant is not a medication, number two. And number three, marijuana has societal effects, and the accident fatality rate is just one of many statistics. And we need to consider the risk-benefit ratio, and when we have FDA-approved medications on the verge of being available for these patients that are better studied and better proven, this measure is not necessary. It's bad medicine, and it's bad for the patient.
All right. Thank you so much for the time, Dr. Joan Connell of the North Dakota Medical Association, past president of North Dakota Champion of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Earlier, Ray Morgan from the North Dakotans for Compassionate Care. Again, Monday, we'll do a mini debate, but I want your questions. So if you have a question for either side, call right now and leave the message while you're thinking of it, because we didn't get to it today. 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, extension 1. And or text us at 701-226-8503. And email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Thank you, Dr. Connell. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Scott. Have a great day.
You as well. All right, back to debate mode. Measure number two. Don Shively, Senator from Mott, Dustin Gubberlow from the North Dakota Watchdog Network are both here to talk about this. Don, you've been on briefly before on this issue, talked about why the legislature saw it was necessary. I'm going to start with a no vote this time, just because sort of Senator Shively got the first word last time. We'll do 1 minute each on kind of this, the pros and cons on this, and then we'll get to just a debate where you guys can, just have at it here. Dustin Gubberlow, tell me why Measure 2 is a bad idea.
Well, it comes down to whether you think the people that make the decisions on school funding should have a say in how the state is involved in doing that. Right now, the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund is already set up to be a safety net for the local school districts and the school boards. The School Board Association themselves has come out and said that they want to leave things the way it is and be able to use that as that safety net and not have the legislature be able to raid roughly half of what the balance is right now, which is it's about $600 million or so. So the legislature would have access to roughly $300 million immediately. And the argument being made that this is money that we need to spend now to ensure that K-12 is held harmless and where it is in the budget right now is kind of faulty, because all that this allows is that the legislature can move the $300 million out of the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund into K-12 funding, and then that is another $300 million that the legislature does not need to find somewhere else. So, in fact, by passing Measure 2, you're just simply making it easier for the legislature to fix its own mistake on budgeting.
All right. Go ahead, Don. You got a minute 15 to keep this fair.
Yeah, I guess Measure 2 does two things mostly, and it does protect Foundation Aid Stabilization. It keeps, and that's the original function that it was designed for, 15% of that, which is 15% of what the current biennium spends on education, which right now is $1.7 billion. So that would lock up $255 million. To protect the Foundation Aid payment, which the only time that funds can be accessed in any way is if the governor calls for a statewide budget cut. Otherwise, those funds are unattainable. So, and the excess balance that is what would be unlocked from the stranded access for us to spend. Now, the idea is that if we want to hold foundation aid harmless for what we are, we have $9,646 per student right now, which to hold that harmless at that level without any increase, we will need $164 million of new money just to hold that. So without something like this, yes, we got to go look for that money. But two things will happen. You know, nobody's in favor of a sales tax or a tax increase of any kind. So it's either take it from somebody else or lower the payments to the schools. You certainly can't spend money you don't have. This would make it a more palatable decision for, you know, and that's what it was designed for, is protect foundation aid. So in this scenario of this year or this session, that would be a good help to hold that harmless. It's probably one of the best chances we have to do that.
Well, that's what you hear a lot, that obviously the budget situation has changed dramatically in North Dakota, Dustin, and this is a stranded asset that's untouched. And meanwhile, if education has to be trimmed, you know, it's going to take a hit as a result of leaving that sit there. What do you say about that argument?
What I say is that Governor Dalrymple in 2013 said that this new funding formula, where the state is paying 80% of the bill, it was sustainable. The legislature said it was sustainable. Now we are being told that without accessing this foundation aid stabilization fund, that it's no longer sustainable, which means that we were told one thing and now we're getting another. We're also being told now that property taxes will go up if we don't give the legislature permission to access this fund. Well, the fact is, the lower this fund is in the future, the higher the probability that property taxes in the future will go up. When you reduce your ability to access your savings account by reducing the balance of that savings account, you're actually creating a longer-term probability of higher property taxes. And so the arguments that are being made that the legislature must fund this and use this money now to fill in the budget that it created in the last two sessions is just faulty.
All right, we only have 2 minutes left here, guys, so have at it anything you think needs to be responded to. Just butt in here as close as we can. Anything there you want to respond to, Senator?
Yes, one time is that they keep referring to this as a savings account, but it's a savings account that's locked. The only purpose that you can use that for is if the governor calls for statewide budget cuts. So, you know, it's a savings account with very limited uses. In fact, it's so limited that it's never used. So it's a savings account that you can't use. So you say keep tapping into a resource that is designed for other purposes is not exactly true either, because you can access it for anything else. And that's what we are looking for. You know, and the other thing is as far as this people to have a say of what this is, whatever we decide as legislator, we'll go through countless number of hearings and offer, you know, plenty of opportunities for discussion and for input, and it still gets voted on several times. So there is plenty of input. I mean, the system works, but this is one that was created. It was locked up too tight.
Dustin, you got nothing?
I would say that this, it has been used. It was used, $116 million was used this time around. And it comes down again, no matter what the state does as far as funding education, the people at the end of the day that have to base their decisions and deal with the ramifications of state funding are the school board members. And they have said, leave it alone. And if they think that the status quo is right and good, then
why are they saying leave it there? Why are the school board folks saying that, Don?
Well, you know, I'm not sure why they do. I would suggest one thing is that they probably don't trust the legislators to spend it for K-12 purposes. And that is a real concern. And I relate to that because I was a school board for 20 years. You know, but the thing is that, you know, there's also school council educational leaders are for this. The teachers are for this. I mean, so, and smaller organized schools are for this. So it's just.
And that was the unfortunate language, right? You cleared that up to say it's going to be K-12, right?
Well, it doesn't say that, but I believe that's the intent.
Right, yeah. I
local control, Scott. Leave it to the locals. The locals want it the way it is, let it be.
Dustin says local control. Don says trust us. We're going to do this the right way, and it's a stranded asset. You get to decide, folks, on measure number two. I'll be going yes on measure two. I just think with what we're facing, it makes sense rather than parking it there. It's for education.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl explaining what an AED is and the difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack.
Definitely two different things. If a heart attack, I look at that as a plumbing issue. There's
blockage somewhere, and an AED really isn't going to do anything until the end stages of that particular event. A cardiac arrest is when the electrical, so I say it's an electrical versus a plumbing issue.
Shelley, what is an AED?
An AED is an automated external defibrillator, and what it does is it actually delivers a shock to the heart. When someone is in cardiac arrest, the rhythm or the electrical in the heart kind of goes kittywampus. And so what that AED does is it brings that heart back to a normal rhythm.
To get trained on CPR and an AED, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the first aid icon. That's www.ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that, we are unending in our thanks for you, the fine listeners of this program. Who's on TV here? Looks like the next vice president of the United States, a fine fella, governor from Indiana, Mike Pence. What's he saying, I wonder?
And I have to tell you, I joined this campaign in a heartbeat because you have nominated a man for president who never quits, who never backs down. He is a fighter. He is a winner. And until not too long ago, it seemed like he was out there fighting all on his own. But now this movement is coming together. Pennsylvania is coming together. And we're going to make Donald Trump the next president of the United States of America.
Oh, buckets. They got everybody on their feet there in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Mike Pence. He is something else. All right, we're back on What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Have you been to a B-Mobile location lately? Say, well, I got a phone, Scott. I got a tablet. Well, do you have the latest technology in hands-free communication? I'm talking about Hum. It's a tool that makes your car smarter and safer. And besides the hands-free Bluetooth calling, you get roadside assistance, diagnostics. In other words, it tells you if something's wrong and what's wrong with your car. Maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. It plugs right into your car and the brains in your car. And for a limited time, if you have a teen in your home getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Find a B-Mobile location near you and connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. North Dakota's House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo, joins us on our Newsmaker line. Our final discussion on the measures. We've talked about Measure 3. We started with that. We had Measure 4, Measure 5, Measure 2, and now talk a little bit about Measure 1. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. I'm looking forward to an election.
I'll bet you are. Lots of fun, right?
You know what? That's what it's all about, is the people get to decide who they want to help them set the future of the state. And, of course, we think we have the right message, so we're out promoting a positive message.
Any races you're watching kind of close, a little concerned about?
Well, you know, the Valley has obviously been the target zone for the Democratic Party against our Republican incumbents. And I've never seen more money being spent, especially out-of-state money, which is a little disturbing. It bothers me when $5,000 and $6,000 donations are coming from people from California and Minnesota and New York, and very special interest monies. It was never meant to be that way. These are local races. If they get any nastier, it's going to be really hard to even recruit candidates in the future.
Yeah, I look at that Senate race in 46 in North Dakota. You have a rematch of the George Sinner Jim Rohrs race, and George Sinner. Just take away the politics of this for a second. Take away, the one's a Republican, one's a Democrat. There's not one thing I agree with George Sinner on. He's claims to be Catholic, but is as pro-choice as you can get, and has a terrible record on it, and has told me personally that I'm all wrong on this. But I'm going to set that aside. I'm going to say I want people in those seats for Al Carlson and Rich Wardner that have been in tough budgeting times before, because we're going to go into a session with tough budgeting times. And I'll tell you what. Jim Rohrs and George Sinner, that's like night and day, okay? That's like a kindergartner and a master's, a graduate of Wharton School of Business is the difference between those two. I mean, there's no question. Set politics aside. Don't look at that as a Republican or Democrat thing. I get that's important, but just look at, okay, the resume to do what needs to be done. Jim Rohrs ought to get your vote big time. He's getting mine. I hope he does yours, too. That's an important one.
Just one comment on that, Scott. I think if you government differently, when you sign the front of a paycheck instead of the back of a paycheck, and when you've had to make payroll and there's days where you don't get paid and everybody else in your company does, I think you have a different view of being regulated and how government functions and how it can either be a help or a hindrance. And I think Jim's got a lot of qualifications for that.
Absolutely, he does. He's a rock-solid guy. Absolutely, 100% rock-solid. He really is. And by the way, Shannon Rose-Jones and Jim Casper on that ticket, great as well. And you got a good group.
I'd be happy to have all those people there because they'd be great additions for Fargo, to represent Fargo and the needs that Fargo has.
You know, one could probably argue there's a lot, in North Dakota, okay, we're not going to make a difference on the presidential race. And, there's really not a lot of close races. 44 and 46 are Republicans. Have cost themselves seats in the legislature before because of, we don't need to go. You know, where less Republicans vote versus the prior election. Don't do this this time. These are very important races in the Valley. Same thing up in Grand Forks. So really, really important. 30 seconds on Measure 1. It seems like a no-brainer. It's just about people being able to only be able to be in the legislature if they live in the district they serve, right?
You know, the Constitution says you have to live in your district when you're elected. And it's silent on what happens after you're elected. So we've had legislators that were living in different places, serving their district. But obviously we have 47 districts, 14,500 people that we represent. And the intent was to get them as close to the people as possible so that they can do the people's work and be connected with them. And it's important that they live there. It's not an earth-shaking deal by any means, probably the least intrusive of all the measures, Scott, but I think it just makes sense that if it was silent, let's clear it up, that if you're going to represent District 41, you got to live there.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, that was the easiest of all of our measure debates for sure. We couldn't even finish Measure 5, so many calls. We'll have to pick that one up at some point as well. Al, thanks. Nice chatting with you as always. Talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. More coming up on what? Oh, actually, not more coming up. More coming up tomorrow. Oh, more coming up on our Facebook Live video. 10 minutes away with a top Trump official. Watch Facebook, Kate Fires and mine. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskhusfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.